This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The government has taken the decision for the extension of Pune Metro Rail Project Phase 2 at a cost of 3,626 crore rupees. Briefing media on the decisions taken by the Union Cabinet under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said additional length of 12.75 kilometres will be added as the new metro line with 13 stations.
पुणे मेट्रो को लगातार एक के बाद एक प्रोजेक्ट से अपग्रेड किया जा रहा है अभी करीब 33 किलोमीटर ऑपरेशनल है पुणे मेट्रो और 33 किलोमीटर और इसका कंस्ट्रक्शन चल रहा है आज लाइन 2 इसका 3,626 करोड़ रुपीस के आउटले से इसका एक्सटेंशन अप्रूव हुआ इससे 12.75 किलोमीटर और ऐड होंगे और 13 मोर स्टेशन विल बी एडेड सिटी के जो बहुत फास्ट ग्रोइंग सबर्ब्स है ईस्ट और वेस्ट में वो सब इससे कनेक्ट होंगे बहुत सारे आईटी हब्स हैं एकेडमिक एरिया और रेजिडेंशियल एरियाज हैं जिसको इसका बेनिफिट मिलेगा
Mr. Vaishnaw said the government has given its nod for the revised master plan for rehabilitation of Jharia coal field in Jharkhand. Mr. Vaishnaw also informed that the government has approved the proposal for establishing the International Potato Center South Asia Regional Center at Agra in Uttar Pradesh. The minister said that the Union Cabinet chaired by the Prime Minister passed a resolution on the observance of 50 years since the proclamation of emergency. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the Cabinet decision, saying that his government is fully committed to the welfare of farmers across the country. In a series of social media posts, the Prime Minister said the government has approved the establishment of the South Asia Regional Centre of the International Potato Centre in Agra. He said this will greatly benefit farmers associated with potato production. On the expansion of Pune Metro Rail Project Phase 2, Mr. Modi said Pune is contributing significantly to the country's economy with rapid development across all sectors. He said, expansion of metro services will not only boost transportation, but also make people's lives easier. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today released a book, The Emergency Diaries, Years That Forged a Leader in New Delhi. The book delves into the compelling role of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, then a young RSS Pracharak, played in the fight against emergency. Mr. Shah launched the book during an event, Samvidhan Hatya Divas 2025, marking the 50th anniversary of the emergency. During the event, the Union Home Minister flagged off the Loktantra Zindabad Yatra. The Yatra will travel across the country with the aim to spread awareness about constitutional values, democratic rights and the lessons learned from the emergency. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah highlighted the atrocities faced by the people during the emergency. He pointed out that all must keep the memories of the emergency alive, so it is never repeated.
ऐसा कहते हैं कि कुछ बुरी घटनाओं को जीवन से भुला देना चाहिए वो सही भी है मगर जब बात हो समाज जीवन की राष्ट्र जीवन की तब बुरी घटनाओं को चिरकाल तक याद रखना चाहिए क्योंकि उसकी पुनरावृत्ति कभी न हो पाए इसलिए देश का युवा और किशोर संस्कारित भी हो संगठित भी हो और संघर्षरत भी और इसीलिए हमारे प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने 25 तारीख का ये दिन संविधान हत्या दिन के रूप में मनाने का सरकारी निर्णय किया है
The Central Board of Secondary Education CBSE today announced that class 10th board exams will be held in two terms starting from next year. According to the new framework, the initial examination will take place in February, which will be compulsory for all the students. Meanwhile, the subsequent examination in May will be optional for those students who seek to enhance their performance. All past students will be allowed to improve their performance in any of the three subjects out of science, mathematics, social science and languages. The results for the two phases will be announced in April and June, respectively. Cloudburst incidents occurred today at 3 to 4 locations in Kullu districts of Himachal Pradesh, in which 3 people have reportedly been swept away. In addition to this, there has been extensive damage to property. And with that, we end this news bulletin.